Trump, Zelensky trade accusations after U.S.-Russia talks. U.S. President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have traded accusations over the Russia-Ukraine war and how Zelensky's team is faring nearly 3 years into the conflict. In a February 19 social media post, Trump said Zelensky talked the United States of America into spending $350 billion to go into a war that couldn't be won, that never had to start. He said Zelensky will never be able to settle the war without the United States and Trump. He made the comments one day after a U.S. delegation met with Russian officials in Saudi Arabia to discuss a peace settlement in the Ukraine conflict and improvement in U.S.-Russia relations more broadly. Ukrainian representatives were not present, and Zelensky has sought to distance himself from the meeting and its outcomes. In the February 19th post, Trump said Zelensky is faring poorly in Ukrainian public opinion polls and called the Ukrainian leader a dictator, as Kyiv continues to postpone the country's regular election schedule. Under normal circumstances, Zelensky would have been up for re-election last spring, but Ukrainian law does not allow elections during a state of martial law. The government has extended its martial law status continuously since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. Refuses to have elections is very low in Ukrainian polls, and the only thing he was good at was playing like a fiddle, Trump wrote. A dictator without elections. Zelensky better move fast or he is not going to have a country left. Trump, in remarks given at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida the previous day, said some polls showed Zelensky with an approval rating as low as 4%. I love Ukraine, but Zelensky has done a terrible job. His country is shattered, and millions have unnecessarily died, Trump wrote. On February 19, Zelensky said Trump was being swayed by disinformation and was undermining efforts to isolate Russia diplomatically. We saw this disinformation, Zelensky told reporters at a press conference on February 19. We understand it comes from Russia. He also warned against attempts to remove him from power in a time of war. I would like Trump's team to have more truth, because all of this certainly does not benefit Ukraine. It helps bring out of isolation. And I think that Putin and the Russians are very pleased that issues are being discussed with them, Zelensky told reporters. Keith Kellogg, Trump's special presidential envoy on Russia and Ukraine, met with the head of Ukraine's presidential office, Andriy Yermak, on February 19. Andriy Yermak stressed the importance of Keith Kellogg having complete and objective information about the events on the front and about the ability and desire of the Ukrainians to end the war with a just and lasting peace, the Ukrainian president's office said in a press statement following their meeting. In particular, briefings will be held for the American side directly from the military command and commanders on the ground, which will allow them to assess the real situation on the battlefield. The Ukrainian president's office said Yermak also asserted that Russia is manipulating Ukraine's network of international support with deceptive information. The office said this factor reinforces the need for Ukrainian input in negotiations. James Robbins, Dean of Academics at the Institute of World Politics in Washington, acknowledged that it would be a challenge for Ukraine to hold elections in wartime, but said such an effort would affirm the legitimacy of Zelensky's leadership. In an emailed statement to the Epoch Times on February 19, Robbins noted that President Abraham Lincoln didn't cancel the 1864 elections, instead allowing the vote that year to serve as a referendum on his administration's handling of the American Civil War. Robbins said Zelensky would demonstrate a commitment to democracy by doing the same. Trump's February 19 comments also show that he's willing to force both sides to the negotiating table, Robbins said. In an interview with the Daily Mail on February 19, Vice President J.D. Vance said Trump is not being persuaded by Russia and is instead advancing his previously stated objective to rapidly negotiate an end to the conflict. Vance further warned that the Ukrainian leader's current approach isn't going to help him in dealing with Trump. The idea that Zelensky is going to change the president's mind by badmouthing him in public media. Everyone who knows the president will tell you that is an atrocious way to deal with this administration, Vance said.